Hello out there, evacuatees of an orderly manner. Your calm, controlled exiting and focus on composure over panic has led you to 95.7 on the FM dial, and you're presently engaged with KDRT, a low-power community radio station located in downtown Davis, California. The show to which you are currently receiving facetious safety instructions is an indie rock and roll program referred to by a privileged few as a constant grin. Each 30-minute show is recorded at home by yours untruly, and new episodes air every Friday afternoon at 2 p.m., with podcasts and playlists available on our website, kdrt.org. So the first set of tunes this week is going to be thematic, at least for me, as today marks the anniversary of a highly memorable vacation I embarked upon with my family exactly 15 years ago today. I won't bore you with the why was it memorable details, but I thought I'd begin this week's show with three songs I listened to on that trip and then promptly played on this radio show upon my return. I can't hear any of these without thinking about driving around coastal and central Oregon. This first song is by an old Dutch band called Zappo. This song is titled The Middle.
I'm not afraid to hazy artist, letting things fall apart in light slipshod, hazy under the weight of static, so obscured by intentional obfuscation.
Let me begin, let me be here.
You're listening to A Constant Grin on 95.7 FM, Davis, California's low-power community radio station, KDRT. The song you just heard was by New Radiant Storm King. That song was called Soporific Slump. They were a longtime band from Amherst, Massachusetts. That one is off their final album from 2008. It was titled Drinking in the Moonlight. Prior to that, you heard one by Raul Parth of Vogelbacher. That song was called Messy Artist. They were a short-lived group from San Francisco. That song can be found on the album Shrill Falcons, released in 2006. And I started the set off with Zoppo. That song was called The Middle. That track is from their 2001 album Les Amants. Probably not pronounced correctly. It's an interesting mix of noise rock and post-rock sounds. So next on the docket for this week will be another thematic set, but nothing like the one you just listened to. This one will consist of three bands from the so-called windmill scene, which are loosely defined as British bands having post-punk-derived instrumentation, experimental song structures, and talk-sung lyrics. Although, as you'll hear, none of these bands fit neatly into that categorization. I'll start things off with the band Squid, who are not only my personal favorite from that scene, but they're actually also a band I saw live in San Jose a couple weekends ago. They were pretty incredible. The song is by Squid. It's called Swing in a Dream. We'll be right back.
Station 5. Beanbags, bingo. Nana. PlayStation 5. The premise is we're stuck down a mine, and now you choose who you want to save. That pub where all those things happened is just called Moon now. Some kind of burger thing. A yellow cistern with a big bolt reminds me of the sports centre. Under your layers of paint, I see an H. Misty. Can you hear me? Beanbags, bingo. And a PlayStation. We thought they might be ashamed. They weren't, they weren't. We thought they might be ashamed, but they weren't. Look, contact me for all kinds of spells. Bring bags of smashings, then we'll cast in concrete. PlayStation 5. PlayStation 5. PlayStation
This is KDRT at 95.7 FM, low power radio in Davis, California. This show is called A Constant Grin. The song I just played was by Black Country New Road. It was called Chaos Space Marine. That one is from their popular album released in 2022 that was titled Ants From Up There. Before that, you heard Dry Cleaning. That song was called Swampy. You could find that one on their EP of the same name, which released in 2023. And I started the set with Squid. That song was called Swing in a Dream. I got that song from their second album, Oh Monolith, which also came out in 2023. So that's about all I've got for this week's show, but I'm going to wrap it up with one more song I listened to on my fabled Oregon road trip of 15 years ago. This one is by a band called Welcome. It's off their 2007 album, Sirs. The song is called Actual Glad.
This is mine. This year's mine.